If this program makes room for annoying music, it is perhaps only fair that we who aspire to higher principles of balance and fairness in reporting should also feature the opposite. It's the least we can do. This is Ry Cooder and Manuel Galpin, as featured on the new CD, All Songs Considered 3. That CD is produced by NPR's Bob Boylan. Robert, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for the equal time, by the way.
Well, it doesn't begin to approach equal time, but in any event, we'll let you get your little CD on the air and talk about it. Tell us about Ry Cooder and Manuel Galpin. Ry Cooder, of course, very familiar name.
Now he's known worldwide because of his work in Cuba with the Buena Vista Social Club. And what Cooder wanted to do is make a record that imagined what it would be like if, instead of there being the big bandy Cuba stuff, what if it was a guitar-based band? And he goes down to Cuba, meets this guitar player who's a famous guitar player, and says to Galpin, can you imagine making music again that's great jukebox music, three-minute songs that you can play in the jukebox in the bar and woo your girlfriend who might be living up above in the apartment above? And so they came up with this smoky, beautiful, atmospheric sound.
This CD does something you're not supposed to do in music anymore, which is mix genres.
That's what I love to do because, I mean, all of these songs are heartfelt, wonderful pieces of music, and it doesn't matter. I mean, they all strike me deeply, and I can't tell you why each one does, but every time I hear any one of these, they're lovely pieces of music.
If you had to pick just the most ethereal, lovely tune,
it would have to be the Anwar Ibrahim song, which is, it's a French title, Leila Apaï du Carousel. This song's done by a fellow who plays the oud. He's from Tunisia. The oud is, well, imagine a pear, cut it lengthwise, but much bigger, put a neck on it, looks like a lute. And it always was an instrument that accompanied the voice. It was always the background instrument that you would hear in song. And what he's done is he's taken it and put it to the foreground and composes with it. He's a great oud player, but he also got that mental block that composers get. And he put the oud down, and he decided he wasn't going to play it. And for 10 months, he set it aside and started to play the piano. And he composed all of these songs Anwar Ibrahim did on the piano, and then brought it to the oud and brought some musicians in and made this record. I don't know how you would describe this music.
But it is lovely.
It is that.
Director of an evening news program that's carried on many public radio stations across the country.
That shows All Things Considered?
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
If you were directing this interview, what would you put in now?
Oh, we need something lively to spice it up. Because after that beautiful cut, we need some contrast in our choices here. And the best one I can think of on the record is a Willis Jackson tune. It's from the probably late 40s or maybe 1950. And he's a tenor sax player, and you should just hit it. I use this music when I'm directing All Things Considered and the pace feels like it's starting to drag down, or we just need shift gears, hit that cut, and everything changes, and it's wonderful.
And when you play this during All Things Considered, this is where Robert Siegel begins to jitterbug with Michelle Norris and
you've seen
does
that.
A little thing over the hip and all that. Yeah,
we'll have to check the webcam.
one name in particular might stand out for some people that get the CD, and that the great Antonio Carlos Jobim, one of the great Brazilian musicians of all time. He made it to your CD.
The song on the CD from him is, he worked with the singer Paula Morellenbaum, mm-hmm. and worked with her for a really long time. And she had an idea for a project. She got a piano player, Ryuichi Sakamoto, a Japanese piano player, to play Jobim's piano in his house. It's called, the CD that it originally came from is called Casa. And her husband is a cellist. The three of them got together and just sort of sifted through Jobim's music. Ryuichi played on Jobim's piano and made this exquisite music. It was his music, but this little trio playing this gorgeous, gorgeous music. It's called Casa.
In his house?
In his house, on his piano, looking over the same views that he looked over when he wrote much of his music.
Da minha infinita tristeza aconteceu você, encontrei em você a razão de viver e de amar em paz e não sofrer mais.
What would you like us to go out on, Robert?
You know, we started with near the beginning with a nice Cuban piece, and for some reason there were an awful lot of pieces of music that had that sort of sound. And there's one great bass player, Orlando Cachito Lopez, a family, they say, of 100 bass players. I'm not sure it was 100, but it's an awful lot of bass players. And his father and his cousins are all bass players. And he did a record. He was a bass player on the Buena Vista Social Club, and he did a fantastic record. Rendencion is the name of the song that I chose on this one. It just has every style of music in it, all wrapped up in one.
Robert, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Care to dance?
Why don't we dance? That's true. We don't do enough dancing on this program, I think, sometimes. Bob Boylan produced the new CD, All Songs Considered 3. He's also the host of the online music show, All Songs Considered, at NPR.org.
Can I get you something to drink?
I suppose a mojito would be the thing to order here, right? Ooh. And this is Weekend Edition, The Director's Cut, directed this week by Charlie Cachito Mayer and edited by Beth Donovan. Our production staff includes Bridget McCarthy, Ed McNulty, Julia Holmes-Bailey, Evie Stone, Janaea Williams, Sarah Beyer, Kelly Lauren Spohr, and Darcy Bacon. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Ted Mebane, Chris Nelson, Kevin Langley, and the Monarchs of Spain. Our librarians are Key Molesky, Holly Witt, and Dan Onsted. Our senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Scott Simon.